Over 500 hours of video is uploaded to YouTube every single minute. The average mobile viewing session lasts more than 40 minutes. And there are so many movies on the internet these days that it would take you 47 million years to watch them all. There's 1.8 billion websites out there, and almost 1,000 new ones are created every single minute. And I wanted to start this podcast episode with a little bit of context as to why I believe that I think you have a problem. I have this problem too. I think we all have this problem as a part of the billions of people who have access to the internet these days. And here's the problem. It's that we have too much information, but the problem doesn't stop just there. In fact, I think that problem in itself is okay, because with too much information, if you do this one thing, then you're gonna be good. But this one thing is what 99.9% of people forget to do. And I don't want you to be one of those people. I want you to be one of the 0.01% who actually do this thing. Because this one thing is going to be the thing that causes you to get the results. So welcome to Impact School. My name is Lauren Tickner. You can expect to be hearing 2 episodes per week where we focus on the one thing that the 99.999% of people aren't doing. So you better have hit subscribe by now, because that one thing that so many people, they ignore, they conveniently don't do, is implement. Implementation. Because here's the thing, you do not need more information in your life. You need implementation. And so let me tell you a little bit of a story. So around a year or so ago, my entire business was focused on online courses. And online courses, well, they're information products. They are info products. And so I love the business model because I love helping people learn. I love teaching, and it is just what I'm really, really good at. However, I noticed that there was a select group of my students who were getting the best results. They were the ones who, inside of the Facebook group that I had as a part of my online courses, they were the ones asking the questions. They were the ones out actually, you know, doing the work. And so, long story short, I decided to change my entire business model to focus on group coaching, to focus on making sure that all the students get that hands-on help. Because I realized that the people don't really need the information product. For sure, they might want it, but they don't actually need it. They need the implementation. So I decided to change my business from being an info product business to an implementation program business, whereby my programs work with myself and my coaches. We work hands-on with our students in order to help them either start their online coaching business if they join Impact Your Online Business, or scale their existing online coaching business if they join the Impact Incubator. And then I also have Impact Your Social Media, which is still an information product business. However, it's not a typical one, because inside the program, it's focused on action plans and implementation strategies rather than just giving them information. I tell them what to execute on. And I know that you're listening to this right now because you want to be successful. That's why you're a subscriber of Impact School. You want to become an industry impactor. And the thing is, you are learning, you're growing, you're evolving, you're probably buying courses. But I want to ask you right now, and I want you to ask yourself, how much of this am I actually implementing? And am I implementing the right things at the right time? Now, here's the thing. When you're consuming so much content from so many different people, you don't necessarily know the things that you actually need to know. Now, here's what I think, okay? Everyone has their one thing that they focus on in order to, well, build their business. So some people, let's just look at the online business space. Some people are the webinar experts. Others are the Facebook ads expert. Others are the organic growth on YouTube expert. Some people are the Instagram expert. Others are, I don't even know, paid, like, there's so many different things. A podcast expert, there could be an offer creation expert, sales funnel expert, all these things. But the problem is when you focus on those one, that those small little one part, because you get so tuned into one person's content. And by the way, I'm speaking from experience here, because this is always happening to me, although recently I've changed my entire way of looking at things, and that's why I'm sharing this with you here today, because I just like to share what I'm learning and going through. Everything changes. And so when I started to focus on my actual business rather than the small little things such as how to optimize a webinar or how to, I can't even think of a random example now, but just fill in the blank, like how to blank something very, very niche. When I shifted my focus away from that and my focus on the core business strategy and the core design of my programs, that's when everything changed. And so now I teach my students exactly that. I teach them how to actually build an online coaching business, because that is a skill that can't be taken away from you. That's a skill which is just the absolute fundamental. And once you've nailed that base, that foundation, then you can move on to the other things, okay? And so I just think it's really important to nail the foundations before trying to learn everything else. So have you, here's a quick little checklist for you to figure out if you're ready to go start learning all these other things and start actually implementing on them as well, of course. And then after I talk about that, I'm going to talk about how you can actually go ahead and implement the things that you're hearing on podcasts and stuff, because you need to be doing that. Because, the chances are a lot of the time you don't need to be listening to the thing that you're listening to. But anyways, so first things first is that, do you know who your niche is? Like, do you know who your ideal client is? Do you know how you want to position yourself in that market? The question is, if the answer is no, then definitely go to laurentickner.com/onlinebusiness and you can book a call to speak to me, because inside that starter program, I'm going to help you clarify your message as well. And I'm going to help you go through 8 weeks of hands-on coaching with multiple different coaches, whereby we literally guide you through starting your own online coaching business. Okay. Second thing is, do you have a program, an offer that you sell? If the answer is no, again, go to laurentickner.com/onlinebusiness. So you need to make sure that you have a clear program that you're selling and that you know gets people results. Because if you don't have that, then you don't have a business. And then the third thing is, like, do you actually have paying clients? Because if you don't have that, again, if you don't have money coming in, that's not a business. That's just a hobby. So you need to know your people, you need to know the problem that you're helping these people overcome. So when it comes to positioning yourself and marketing your brand and your offer and everything, focus on one problem. When you can focus everything on one problem, then people will, as soon as they have that problem, they're gonna know that they need to come to you. Again, this is why you need to know who those people are, because you can't know what their problem is until you know who they actually are. It's just like how you can't aim if you don't have a target, right? And after that, yeah, your product. So it goes people, then their problems, then their products, and then your programs as well. So, you just want to have one core program, one core product. That honestly, if you're a service based, you want to make sure that it's high ticket. So the cool thing is about if you're doing a service that's actually changing people's lives, then you get to set the price because it's priceless, right? Imagine if you taught someone everything you know about your area. People would, they just can't even put a price tag on that because it would be so incredibly valuable. I see so often, for example, fitness coaches charging like $150 a month. That is just, you're way underselling yourself. Like, you are seriously underselling your services. Like, if you're going to help someone lose 10 pounds and you're going to help them finally love their body and know exactly what to eat and never waste any more money on Weight Watchers or Slimming World or all of these diet pills, and you're going to be able to give them effective workouts that actually get them results, and they're never going to have to spend money on a personal trainer, think about all the money that you're saving them. It's way more than what you're actually charging them, but you should be charging far more than that because it's far, far, far greater value. Oh, people, you need to learn about price psychology and how to actually price your stuff. High ticket wins. And then you need to actually master how to sell, okay? So sales and marketing are the most fundamental things when it comes to your business. So you need to obviously have a business, products, positioning, and all that first, but that all is marketing. All of that is marketing. And then you actually need sales as well. So you need money coming in. I recommend that you master selling on the phone. I have some episodes of that about that here on Impact School. But again, that's what I teach in depth in all of my programs. And so seriously, I think it's just like, okay, you need to actually implement what you're learning rather than just learning for having something in your mind, in the shelf of your brain. Now, here's the thing. In car manufacturing, they do something called just-in-time manufacturing because it allows them to save money in the warehouse because they don't have to hold a bunch of stock. Well, the exact same thing happens in your mind. When you take in information, aka take in car parts and car products, and you start thinking it through, it's taking up shelf space in your brain and it's making you fatigued and it's making you tired and it's making you stressed and it's costing you money, just like it would be if the car manufacturers were holding all of their built cars, because you're holding it there and you're not doing anything with it. It's pointless. It's making you lose. You are a loser for doing that. Do just-in-time learning instead, where you learn what you need to learn when you need to learn it, okay? So I'm encouraging you now to focus on specific things, implement them, and then move on to learning the next thing. Now, the cool thing is about personal development and stuff, that has to keep going onwards all the time, okay? So personal development, mindset and all that has to always go. So always keep learning and growing in that sense. But when it comes to business, actually make sure you're implementing the thing. But even if it comes to personal development and things like that, like if you're just learning about it but you're not doing anything, you know, you're learning about morning routines but then you keep lying in bed and rushing around to the last minute, like you're just learning for the sake of learning, you get that instant gratification, that dopamine kick in your brain thinking, yeah, I'm gonna start mastering this thing, but then nothing happens because you don't implement anything. You're being lazy. You are tricking your mind into thinking that you're doing something that's going to move you forward, but you're not actually doing anything with it. It's pointless. You're wasting your time. So take the time and actually go ahead and implement. So how can you do that? Well, here's what I do. I'll tell you what I do. So when I'm on a walk, I like to listen to podcasts, or when I'm doing anything, I listen to podcasts. Now, let's just say I'm driving. I obviously can't do this, but that's when I pause the episode and I literally say what I've just heard on the podcast episode to myself in my head. Okay, so here's what I do when I'm on the walk. So I have my phone in my hand, and if I hear something that I'm like, ooh, that's interesting, I write down the word. So let's just say like we're learning about implementation. I would write down implementation. And then I'd start writing bullet points about how I can go ahead and do that thing. Okay, so I'd go ahead and talk about how can I actually implement this. Okay, so when I get home, I'm gonna research this, and then I'm gonna actually make a page about this. Let me do another example. Let's say I'm listening to a podcast episode on offer creation. I would write down the core bullet points about what it's about so that I can come and review that after I'm kind of done listening. Then what I do is I literally take every single bullet point and I just assess, okay, how can I do this for myself? How can I tweak this for myself? How can I actually like put this into motion? Oftentimes what I also do is I then go and create an Instagram caption about what I've learned because it inspires me to actually create some content. But I just act upon it immediately. Like that's it really. Like inside of Impact Your Online Business, I give the students immediate impact implementations. That's what we call them. And then I tell them, you cannot move on until you've done this. You know, you need to do this right now. And it means that it forces it into motion and it makes it happen. And the cool thing is when you start actually implementing things, you get the momentum and then you start implementing other things and you start moving forward rapidly and it gets faster and faster and faster. And that's all from just like actually implementing one time. So when it comes to like knowing how to implement, it really is just about getting your mind right and just committing to it. Like it's so easy to learn something and think, oh yeah, I'll do that in the future. You won't. So just do it straight away. It's like when I get let's say something in my business happens and someone can't access something. Rather than saying, okay, can you just email me here and my team will sort it out, I just do it. I just get it done straight away. Or I just tell one of my team members to do it now. I don't tell, I ask them politely, obviously. But so it's like, it's so important to actually implement, and I just that's all I really wanted to say here. So can you make sure, please, that you hit subscribe and actually go ahead and implement something after you've listened to this episode? Don't listen to another podcast right now. Stop trying to learn from so many people. Pick two or three people whose podcasts actually help you and listen to them and just like absorb what they're teaching. Honestly, guys, you don't need to know half of the stuff you're learning about. Focus on the core fundamentals. Honestly, that's why I focus so much on these core fundamentals rather than going into massive detail on small, minute things. I want you guys to build profitable businesses that provide you with freedom and fulfillment in your lives. And so that's what you're going to find here on this podcast episode. So again, I'm Lauren Tickner. My Instagram is Lauren Tickner, LaurenTickner. I would love it if you could share your biggest takeaway on your Instagram story, and I will then share it myself, and I would be so incredibly grateful for you. If you know anyone who's really trying to build their online business or really trying to just achieve something cool, whether it's in business or whatever other area, send this to them so that they stop effing about and finally get on with it, because that's what I'm here to help you guys do. I really, really want you to be successful. And if you do want to start your online coaching business, then make sure to go to laurentickner.com/online-business. And if you're looking to scale your online business, you're ready to actually get to the next level, you can go to bit.ly/Lauren Incubator. So that is B-I-T and then a little full stop, L-Y, aka love you, and then a /Lauren, LaurenIncubator. So the /online-business, the laurentickner.com/online-business, that's people who want to start online coaching, and then the bit.ly/Lauren Incubator, that is for people who want to scale their existing online business. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I will see you in the next episode of Impact School, but only after you've implemented, please. I love you, and I'm here, and I'm giving you this kick up the booty because I want you to be successful.